I was in the bank over Newcastle, Oklahoma the other day, and the bank president was back there in his office. And I had one of these deep freeze church members out there at the teller cage telling me how to build a church. And he is really roaring it out. He had everybody that worked in that bank over them little short cages there, he had them listening to how he's telling me how to build a church. And I just looked at him. I knew there wasn't any use answering, because all he's trying to do is get an audience. And I like to talk to people like that when ain't nobody but me and them. But the bank president charged out of his office and come up to that teller cage, and he said, "I'll tell you what I like. I like them old-time wholeness preachers that'll preach God's Bible and not afraid to holler, hallelujah." I said, "Go ahead with it, W.R. He's the man that drove up in my drive and with tears in his eyes said, "Preacher Moore, help me. My close relatives are breaking up, and I want you to go talk to them." I said, "I won't go if God don't deal with me." Millionaire, I said, "I won't go if God don't deal with me. I ain't going. But if he does, I will." And he did, and I went. And you know, God helped me fix it. And they meet me now. They're pretty old, but they meet me in a restaurant somewhere, you know, or over at the Circle Arch Club or somewhere like that, you know, McDonald's. And they'll wave at me and say, "Hello, Brother Moore," just like little children. I just wave back just like it. He died the other day with a severe heart attack. He said, "You helped me when I was low in a snake's belly, Preacher Moore." I'm just telling you that to let you know there's got to be something besides church membership to help the people. You don't understand? That's what I'm going to preach on. I don't understand. I wasn't going to preach at all after all of this tonight, but it just kept working like it was. And my little text just kept coming back to me. I don't understand. So I'm just going to preach it. You fall out with what you don't understand? Do you fall out with what you cannot see? Are you the type of person that says, "If I see it, I'll believe it"? Have you ever saw your brain? Do you think you've got one? Have you ever saw pain? Have you ever had any show me an x-ray of it? As real as you say it is, anybody ought to be able to see it. As real as you say it is, anybody ought to be able to see it. It's no strange thing to me. A man that could profess to have an experience with God and have the Spirit of the Lord in him and it react on him and you not see it and it be just as real as the pain you said you had that I never saw. See, I mean, you believe in things that are unseeable? The strongest powers that be are unseeable. Now, I was raised in Oklahoma, and I know nearly everything down there. I tell you, I no doubt a set of possum trap. Yes, sir. Jump out of a tree as high as anybody, run as fast as any boy, figured I was smart as any of them. But I declare if I know there's such a thing as an atom until they went to busting them. And they tell me they're all around us. You don't believe what you can't see? Brother Moore ain't talking through his hat. There's a lot of people got that old opinion. "Well, I see it, I'll believe it." You get shocked to death after a while. Electricity send you out of here. You mess around like that, you better believe in something you can't see. Do you know what Werner von Bond said, that German we got over here, some of the smartest people in the world, Germans and Jews, that's the truth of it. And you know what? He said that it was easier for him to believe in a hereafter and that he would be again than it was to believe that he'd be to start with. Sure. I can believe that too. That's right. That's the truth. But you know, a lot of folks say they don't believe in what they can't see. The poor ignorant professor in a college, it happened. He got up and said, "Has anybody seen God today?" No one said anything. "Let it be resolved that there is no God." Well, little old Christian brother in the back of that room said, "Has anybody seen the professor's brains today?" Let it be resolved that it has none. Now, I'm going to allow for the fact that there's a few people here that's a little off. And they think you are. I'm going to allow for the fact we've got some here that run a quarter of a mile further than God told them to if he told them to run 40 steps. Now, stay with me, Burl. Don't you pull up on me. We have got some here that would overdo it. Sure as the world, George, they would. Just like I did when me and my cousin challenged each other to eat pie. I ain't going to tell you how much eat, but eat too much pie. Sure as the world would. We've got some folks that I'm going to have to admit that just gets out. Held a meeting over in Kansas, and a woman jumped up and said, "If this be the house of God, thou wilt not refuse the voice of prophecy." Said a donkey appeared in the barnyard, and wings grew out back where the tail joined the body. And it flew into the heavens, and she flew into the longest oration I never heard, like a deal like that in my life. Finally, had to rebuke the poor woman because she said she's called to be a prophet before she was born. The Bible calls a woman a prophetess 6 times, but it never calls her a prophet. So I knew, George, that she wasn't in the Spirit of the Lord. Allowing for all that circulates in and around what's called Pentecostalism and what's called demonstration of the Spirit, my friend, you best hush your mouth before you talk against the demonstration of God's Spirit. It's made kings leap and shout. It's made them dance. Hallelujah. Don't tell me it don't work. I know better than that. I know it works. And I'm proud. Now listen, I don't want you to get mad, but if you do, you'll just have to get mad. I've had folks get mad at me before. Always hated it. Always felt bad about it. Always troubled me. But I couldn't help it. I just had to keep on preaching, you know, and doing my best, doing what I could. But I'm going to preach a little while tonight. I hope I don't preach long. I don't want to worry. What a visitation. Hasn't the Lord been here? If I didn't have such a peculiar text, I wouldn't even preach. But it seems like to me that the Lord has dealt with me and I don't understand. Don't understand. It's very strange the way the Lord works. I well remember driving out the edge of Sand Springs, Oklahoma, one evening. The Lord said, "Leave this preacher's place. Don't preach here tonight. Leave here. I don't want you." I wasn't in a revival, just went by visited. I said, "I must go, brother." He said, "I thought you was going to stay, Brother Moore." I said, "I can't. Spirit's moving on me to leave." A lot of folks don't understand nothing about that. Think there ain't no such a thing because they can't meet it and shake its hand and they don't see it. Drove out the edge of town. The Lord spoke to me like he does. And he said, "I'm sending you into Kansas. Want you to go to Wichita, Kansas." Didn't say no more. All ever talks very much to me. Don't add a bunch of explanations to it. Just tells me to go. That's the way I went, bro. I drove out there. I drove in there just about dark. Y'all have heard of old Jeff Utter, haven't you? That's a fella's down so bad. You got a bad back on you? He had one of them busted, slipped, deteriorated discs. Your leg went to tingling on you and going to sleep. And you hurt all the time. You couldn't lay down or stand up without you hurt all the time. I hear you talking to me. That's the way he was. He was out away for months. Laid on the floor. Laid on the van. Walked the floor at night. I cried and bawled and squalled and called him and prayed for him and drove. But you know what? God healed that feller. I mean, God healed that feller. Oh, he healed. You don't understand? Well, I'm going to talk to you in a minute about it. I drove up in his yard. He come out there shouting, "Thank God, Brother Moore, hallelujah." That little old boy, he went to shout. He said, "We've announced a revival to start tonight with no evangelist. We was trusting God to send us somebody. And there I come from hundreds of miles away, just in time to have a 4 weeks revival." Yeah. fall out with what you don't understand, and you'll fall in with what ruins you eternally after a while. Matthew 1:18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord said unto him, or appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God is with us, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Just a little while tonight, if I could just have your undivided attention, I would talk to you just a little while about I don't understand. Now you don't try to make me think that Joseph wasn't having some kind of a battle.
Sure, he was
a human just like I'm a human, and he was into it. He was in some kind of a battle. Here's this girl I'm going to marry, and she's with child. Now, that's where is that, George? He is into it. But while he thought on these things, an angel appeared to him in a dream and gave him an understanding. I'm sure that he could have said to anyone, for a while, I don't understand. So I want to deal with that just a little tonight. I may touch several things with it. But way back in the book of 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter, in the 19th verse, King David said, all this, said David, the Lord hath made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. In the 11th verse of the same chapter, then David gave Solomon his son the pattern of the porch of the houses thereof, treasures thereof, the upper chamber thereof, the inner parlors thereof, of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of the Lord, and all the chambers round about, of the treasures of the house of God, of the treasures of the dedicated things. And again in the 19th verse, David said to his son, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand that was upon me. You know, the only way you can understand God's pattern is for God to help you understand it. Fall out with all God does and how God works and go to hell lost. Because you will not, if you're not careful, let God help you understand. You know, wife and I had a puzzle down at the house, had about 500 pieces in it. Beautiful picture. I worked on that thing and got everything together, and I told that bunch that built that 3 or 4 times while I was working on it, that piece right there will not work anywhere in here. And I have a notion to mail it back to you and tell me to send me the piece that goes in here, because I'm thoroughly convinced that it will not work. There ain't no way to work it. The Lord made me understand by his Spirit that was upon me, son, all the pattern of the tabernacle. You know the reason some folks think the church is down and out? They don't understand. You know the reason some folks don't know whether the church is going to go to heaven or not, or be enough left of us to go or not? They don't understand. You know the reason some folks fall out with the gifts of the Spirit and the operation of the Spirit? They don't understand. And the only way they will understand is for God's Spirit to come upon them and make them understand. Book of Ezra, the 8th chapter and the 18th verse, the Bible said, and the Lord sent us a man of understanding. Ooh, I've been glad he got there a time or two. I've actually went into people's rooms when we didn't feel a bit more and we felt here night and dance plumb out of the bed healed and have to run out and shut the door, let the sister just shout up a storm in there. Shout plumb out of the bed. Went to pray for one old boy down home, and God healed him. They left, he jumped out of bed and put his clothes on, jumped in his car and headed for church as hard as he could go. Bad sick. I'm not talking about a fellow tried to get sick every time he thought about it. I'm talking about a fellow tried to be well every time he thought about being sick, but he got sick. Highway patrol stopped him and said, "What's your hurry?" He said, "I've just been healed by the power of God." Said, "You've been what?" Said, "I've been healed by the power of God." Said, "I'm sick." "Where are you going?" Said, "I'm headed to church as quick as I can get there." Well, he said, "Pal, would you mind slowing it down just a little as you go?" Don't understand. I don't understand. I'm sure as I preach to you tonight, there are people here that do not understand what they're in, what they're facing, what's going to be the outcome of it. I'm going to deal with that a little while. I don't understand. It's took me quite a while in some test I have been in to finally understand what the Lord was trying to get me to do, what He was trying to get done. We need the maker of the pattern to help us understand how it works. We need the maker of the pattern to give us information on just how it works, just why it works. I've been so glad a few times the fella finally got there that understood. So was A.C. Allen out the outskirts of Glenwood, Arkansas, when his old Chevy went dead and the old coil that turned upside down, the wire fell out the bottom. I thought it's good they learned to turn them over the other way and make the wire stick in the top so they wouldn't fall out. That shows engineers are smart. They used to sell me cars. I've been buying new cars, brother, since I was a young man. And I wrote General Motors one day and said, "Get the master cylinder out from under the floorboard." Why have to tear the mat up and dig that thing out of the floor and try to find your silly wrench? You can't hardly get on the top of it to check the most important part of the car. Why hide the gas cap so you can't find it? I'm a griper. I probably made somebody some money with my griping. Well, they got it out from under there. I don't know whether because I told them or not, but I told them before they got it out. Couldn't understand why they stuck it on their stock. AC was out there in his car dead and the coil wire just fell out of the coil. They all having called emergency into the garage and here come the mechanic out. AC said, "Get me started. I'm in the cattle business. Got lots to do." The old boy raised the hood and Aces around side the car and he just rammed that wire back up in the old coil and slammed the hood down, backed out in front of it. Aces never did see what he done. He said, "Get in now, Aces, and turn the switch on, hit the starter. Hold it just a minute before you do. Hocus pocus, dilly eyed hocus, come into focus," he said. Hit the starter and it fired right off. I want to preach a while on, I don't understand. You're not careful. You say it don't work because you don't understand it. That's the first thing I thought about, a milk separator, a cream separator down home. Took forever to get the thing wound. We'd finally get you ever use it. And here come Blue John out one side and cream out the other. Woo! Strange as a black tail eating gray and grass, making white milk and making yellow butter. Did you ever stop to think how in the world cows just eat on that stuff that goes all over the ground out there and makes meat delicious to eat, butter delicious to eat, and milk delicious to drink? How do they do that? Convert all that green grass and stuff and you understand that? I want to talk to you a while about, I don't understand. It's not God's will for us to live without any understanding. Psalms 119 and 27, I wish you'd listen to it. "Make me to understand the way of thy precept, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works." Make me to understand. I feel sure tonight that without a doubt their mothers here, their brothers here, fathers here, sisters and boys and girls that don't understand. And sometimes you live in that place for quite a while. It'll get you down. You can't understand. If you don't pray good and ask God to help you understand, you'll get confused and you'll go down. Little thought tonight. I notice here in the book of Proverbs, 15 chapter, 21st verse, folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. He knows it'll be better with him after a while if he'll walk uprightly. I notice again in the book of Daniel, 8th chapter, 16th verse. You'd like to read with me? And I heard a man's voice. Oh, I love God. He just does a great, so many great things. I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Go down yonder and confuse him so he don't know Genesis from nothing else. Go down yonder and make him so silly that he never find the gates of pearl if he tries. Go down there and mix him up so he can't get along anywhere he ever goes. Never have a friend anywhere he goes. No, go make the man understand. We got lots of creators of doubts, but not many dissolvers. Daniel was a dissolver of doubts. How many pastors have we got here tonight? Oh, bless your hearts. Ain't that nice? I'm so happy all here. I had a church for an old boy that the class teacher could study his lesson on water baptism or the blood of Christ or heaven or hell or the bottomless pit or what the third part of the stars that the dragon drew out of the heavens, what his tail was, anything in the Bible. He could study the resurrection, and that feller always asked questions that is 1,000 miles from whatever the lesson was. Could God do anything, teacher? Well, sure he could. Could he make a rock so big he couldn't move it? Go, Gabriel, go down yonder, Gabriel, and make the man understand this. Do it like you done that woman over there in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Weighed 65 pounds. Went to pray for her. Brother Moore said, I quit doing anything in the world I thought there's any wrong in. I don't do a thing on earth I think there's any sin in. I quit every habit ever had. Quit doing everything I thought might have any wrong in it at all. And I'm unsaved and I'm lost and face eternity. Dying with the TV and I can't find God. Got on my face on the floor. Great God, I said, come to her. Come to her in a moment's time. Make her understand this. Separate, see the light. Heard a weak voice while I was praying. I see now, it said. I said, I hear it. I see now, she said, Charlie. I see now. You know, I got up and looked, and a radiant light was on her face. Said, I'm saved, Brother Moore, by the power of Christ. Said, I saw it while we prayed. That's the reason old Roy Acuff said, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness and no more night. Now I'm so happy. No sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. Oh! Make an old man get up and dance a jig. Oh, tell me it won't do it. Tell me it won't do it. Why, you don't understand? God wants to make you understand, but you've got to be willing to know that He gave the pattern and He gave the instructions and He told them how to build a house. And He said, Solomon, the Lord made me understand by spirit that was well. I could see through it. I got it. Understood it. Brother Beans got the Holy Ghost down here in Missouri. Went out in the woods and wrestled a little old sprig of praying. Got a hold of that sprig and the power of God. Watch for the power of God's on. Keep hands off of him. Detooth you. Never try to, but you just leave him alone. You ain't getting me to get up in a meeting somewhere and go set somebody down that the power of God's really moving on. Huh? You understand what I mean? Ain't getting me to lay hands on. Let them go, glory to God. Hallelujah. Get me to go where... Brother Bench got that sapling. He had prayed for the Holy Ghost for days and days. Round and around he went, getting closer and closer to God. Power of God come upon him, jerked that thing from out of the ground, turned the crossway, went to speak another tongue. Made a mad run for the house, son. Got to the back door and hung it on each side of the door. Couldn't get through, hollering, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. Why, I said I didn't know what in the world he had. Said he had a tree in his hand. And said I didn't know what in the world he meant. Had it hung on each side of, couldn't get in the house for it. Hollering, I've got it. This old booger Red, son, he's the one that carried a .38 on his gut till he felt a cold spot for 2 years after he got saved. Old booger Red, do you understand? I'll tell you what, you better pray for God to help you have an understanding. Go down yonder, Gable. Can't hardly keep him singing. Put your foot on the land and the sea. But Gable, don't you blow that trumpet. Tell you hear from me. Hey! So he came near, stood where I was. That's good. And he came, and I was afraid and fell on my face. And he said to me, understand thou, O son of man, for the time of the end should be the vision. You know, if the vision God gave Daniel is for our time, it's time we got a hold of what he did right here and see if we can't get a little understanding of what's fixing to happen. Many, many nations, many, many towns, many, many banks will sure go down. Let me talk to you what Brother Moore believes just a minute. Don't believe a word if you don't want to. That's all right. While I was singing that little verse or two right then, I saw buildings going down. Now, Brother Moore, just stay with me. You're all right and I'm all right. If you don't understand, I'll fall out with you. You know, I read about Great Babylon in the Bible. I seen her going down in Revelations. One day while I was studying that severely and thinking about things in the past and things now and things to come, thoughts of my mind troubled me like the old kings did. The Lord's Spirit began to deal with me. You'd be surprised where he put Babylon, with whom the merchants of the earth have done great business, fed the whole world. Great God, I don't want to see it go down, Verl Vaughn, but he's seen one going down. He's seen her going down. Make him understand. I want to talk to you a little while about understanding tonight. I want to go a little further with this, and we're not going to keep you real long. Had a great meeting. In the 45th verse of Luke 24, I'm going to leave that alone a little. I'm going to do it. Then he opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Somebody that could open a man's understanding so he could understand the scriptures. I needed that bad, and I still could use more. But one day I needed it bad, and I asked God to help me. And you know, I come to the scripture where it said, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. And the next verse said, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be also likened unto him. That's what the Bible said. But he gave me that. That's as easy to answer. We seen right through it. Only because he made me understand. It's truer than you know. There are a lot of people tonight, maybe some here, that's about half fell out with God because their mate was took. The child died in a wreck. Old life is so real, and things that happen are so severe to us sometimes, it's hard to understand the reason why. Beautiful roses must wither and die. I'd like to be a man of understanding, wouldn't you? I would like to be like Joseph. I would like to stay with God, not get mean with God, fall out with God, or my wife either, and let God make me understand. He opened their understanding. I don't understand. I've stood with them. You have, you other preachers. They've said to me, Brother Moore, I don't understand. I stood by a patient's bed dying with cancer just before I come. Bless her heart. I've tried my best the last year to make her understand that God is real, that heaven's worth it all, that heaven's a better place to go. What's these preachers going to do? Now stay with me, preachers. What's these preachers going to do down where I live? We got broadcasts coming out telling folks that if you're sick, there's something wrong with you. You got the devil a hold of you. Well, how in the world are you going to get a good saint of God that's on the deathbed heading for heaven, got them convinced if they die with sickness that they've got the devil in them? How are you going to get them out of here saved? That's false. That's not right. That's not right. That's not right. That's not right. Now, I've done my best instilling that woman's heart that God is real, that God loves her, that God's been good to her, and she believes it. She's never said to me, why did it happen to me? She's never said, I wish others looked like I wouldn't have to suffer this cancer. The only thing she said is, I hope none of the rest of the family will have to die with this. Great Lamb of God. You need a good understanding, boy. You better have a good understanding, girl, if you walk with God. I just feel especially religious tonight. If it'd help any, I'd shout or I'd cry. I'd do like old Lester Frizzell said he'd do for his mom or daddy. I'd walk a mile or cry a smile for mommy and daddy. That's a touching line. I don't know the song. Because I want them to know he loved them. Do you understand? Are you sure you do? Maybe you need a little help on that tonight. You're not like Sister Pete Truesdale was, are you? If I have to get the Holy Ghost flat on my back, I'll never get it. I was there the night she got it. I wish you'd guess how she's fixed. You're not the kind that don't understand rejoicing in the Spirit, are you? Jesus done it. That's what the Bible said. Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. That's what it said. Now you get your dictionary and find out what rejoice means, but I'm going to tell you he rejoiced in the Spirit. We had a visitation of the Spirit tonight, and people praised God in other tongues. You don't understand that? Well, it's been here for years and years and years, and we had a type and shadow of it thousands of years before the Holy Ghost was poured out. 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, God changed all the languages of the earth overnight. He gave them all their tongues overnight. Next morning, the head foreman of that deal as a building reached to heaven said to one of his hands, count up how many piles of rock we've got there for me, will you? I need to know. He said, Eins, Vines, Vers, Vidi, Fox, even. He said, hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it, he said. Hold it. He said, something's happened to Shorty. Say, you count him, said, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, hold it. Hold it, he said, hold it. Here's another. Anybody here understand me? Yeah, we understand you, Joe. Come over here. Looked over there, none, he said, oh, okay, a home, I should come off in a winky hole, Kawali. He said, hold it. Overnight, God give all the languages of the earth. Overnight. And you don't understand the Holy Ghost? That doesn't make it any less real. Did you know it? When I preached that, anybody here from Granite City tonight? Granite City? Granite City. Is anyone here from Granite City? Who's that? Sister Collins? Sister Collins, I'm glad you're with us. It's good to have you with us in the meeting. Old workhorse. The one you forget to thank. The one that's up late and up early and has to straighten out all his mistakes. The people he forgets to call, he said he would call. The people he's supposed to visit in the hospital, he forgot to visit. The old workhorse. We're glad you're here, sister. Over there in Granite City, the power of God fell in that camp meeting, and as a girl went to speaking in other tongues. You can't hardly control them. They don't ask anybody's permission. It's just like God. He don't report to any committees or apologize to anybody. He don't tell them what time he'll be there or what time he'll leave. It don't matter who they're preaching, where they're from, how old they are, how important they are. He'll interrupt them any time he gets ready. George will make a difference if the greatest choir, the greatest singers in the world are singing. If he gets ready to pour out the Holy Ghost, pour it out right on them while they're singing. Tire the singing. Look at that, what a vibration. Tire them all to pieces with it. God can't get your attention one way, get it another. I've been in a pleasure too. If I had 40 of them, I'd have set them all off at once. Glory to God. Don't understand. Don't understand. If you're not careful, you're going to let your lack of understanding cause you to come short when you get to the judgment. That little girl talked in tongues, and there's an old boy in the back that had went to school for years to learn that dialect. He listened, and he listened, and he listened, and he listened.
And when service over, he went to her. He wasn't a Pentecostal. He wasn't a holiness. He said, "Girl, where did you learn that so fluently?" He said, "I studied hard to learn that. I'm a missionary to them people. And you talk it better than anybody I've ever heard." That happened at Granite City, Illinois. Ralph Cook was alive then. She said, "I don't know any language." "Come off of it. Don't tell me that kind of stuff. I heard you." "Oh, mister, I've never learned no language." She is as ignorant as Sister Moore was when she got the Holy Ghost. She was a... I've got to talk faster. She was a Catholic when she got saved and didn't know a thing in the world about the power of God, the Holy Ghost, or nothing. Praise Charlie. Or nothing else. And you know, God baptized her the Holy Ghost in fire with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And she didn't know one thing in the world about it. Seems like folks is in better shape to get it, don't know nothing about it a lot of times. We don't have a good understanding. Seem like to me we're lacking in spiritual understanding what the Lord is trying to do. That fella questioned her. She said, "Sir, I don't know nothing about it. I've never been to school anywhere." "Well, you haven't. Well, what? Why were you talking that language like that?" "I just worship the Lord and His power. His power." You'd be surprised, the folk in the church world. Now, don't take offense if you're here and you're a Baptist, a Methodist, a Church of Christ, a Presbyterian, or some other denomination that I can't think. There's so many of them, I can't think all of them. But if you're a member of one of them, don't take offense at me. But I'd like for you to understand that you are now looking at what's called a holiness preacher, a Pentecostal preacher, mainly because we believe in a demonstration of the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking another tongue and living holiness. Amen. Now, nowadays, I'm afraid a lot of people have lost their understanding of what God wants to do with His children and how He wants to do it. I'm not a smart man, but I am going to say this. You holiness people, you go trying to be a Baptist and you're going to lose God's Spirit right out of your midst. I come from the warm land. The old Indian chief called Oklahoma the warm land. Let me tell you one thing. When I held that meeting at Lone Wolf 30... No, that was down to... I held one out with Lone Wolf, but this was down in eastern Oklahoma. At Stonewall, you've all heard of that. Stonewall, Oklahoma. Yes, sir, God love you. Only man I ever met in a meeting, no word is that. Bless your heart. That's the truth. That's the only man I've ever... Stonewall, where's that? Out in the country, holding a revival. The Baptist folks got to come in. Power of God went to fall in. Five of them Baptist sisters, bless their heart, hit the aisle one night shouting and dancing in the Spirit. Do you know where our holiness people come from in Oklahoma? They prayed through, got their soul sanctified good, got the Holy Ghost in fire, and the Baptists sold them out. You sand gappers and the rest of you folks here, back in your early day before there's any fellas riding them horses through there with them saddlebags of preaching holiness, going to them little churches that call themselves Methodists and Baptists and what have you. Power of God went to falling amongst you, prayed to the Holy Ghost in fire, went to speak in other tongues, and they sold you out. Don't tell. We're the come out of the come outers. That's what we are. I don't understand. You won't understand if you don't let God's Spirit deal with you and use you and lead you and anoint you and bless you. I'm gonna go faster than I was going, I think. I notice Romans 1:31, without understanding. That's where we're at today. People have no spiritual understanding of what God wants to do or what He's trying to do. You're not like I was when I went to preach, are you? Lord called me to go preach. And He spoke to me one day, said, "I want you to go hold Bob Scott a meeting." Well, I thought he was at Braggadocia, Missouri. I left Oklahoma City with my 33 Chevrolet and my homemade house trailer and my wife and baby, and we started. We drove 5 miles and the radiator got hot, and I got out and put water. Drove 5 more and it got hot again. Drove 5 more and it got hot again. Took me 12 hours to drive 100 miles. Took the water pump off, and I wish that mechanic could share. It may be back there. I'm getting older and can't see. Took the water pump off and took an old bolt and drove that shaft out of that cast iron pulley without busting it. And drove that pulley back on that shaft, thinking it maybe was on there backwards and wasn't pumping the water. Put her back together. Traveled and traveled. Couldn't get nowhere. Turned around, started back, and stopped under a big old... I don't understand. You're not careful. You'll face God so bewildered and so full of wonderment. You'll never understand why death takes you to heaven and why God's ordained it to transfer you from here to there. May God help us not to fall out with God, but have a little understanding. Read all the books you want to. If God don't help you understand, you won't know nothing when you get through. I read a lot of books myself. But you got to have God to help you understand. I knelt in that trailer and said, God, I don't want to go back. There's fellas back there watching me leave, and they think I'm a great preacher, not just a young one. They think I'll make it if anybody does. That old boy, the free will, sold out because he got the Holy Ghost up yonder when I taught him about it. And he said he finally prayed to and got it. His wife got it because I convinced him it is real. And they sold him out because he got it and pulled his papers. He says, if Elder can make it, he'll make her if anybody can. For his sake, I said, I was just about under, Charlie. But for his sake, I said, the Lord's Spirit came upon me and said, turn around and go on like you was. That's the way it went. Car balling over, George. I got Sepulpa. You know where Sepulpa, Oklahoma. I got there and I pulled my old car out there and I put my jacks under the front of my trailer house. It's good that some things happen. And I put my jacks under the front of my trailer house, which was rocks. Finally got her wobbled up there so you could get back in there and change clothes. We just didn't happen to have any water tank or holding tank or air conditioner. We had a coal oil stove and an ice box. Ice box. And George, I went to church in Sepulpa that morning. There's 5 preachers there besides me. I said, God, I don't understand. What am I doing in here with all these preachers? And me, a man called of God to preach. And they're all here. You don't need me here. I should be in Missouri, 300 miles from home, to start that meeting. The old evangelist was such a wonderful man of God. I'm on a hurry, but I want to talk to you about, I don't understand this. Hey, Gabriel, go make him understand. Once that happens to you, everything's brighter. I see it now. I see why I got laid off. I see why God transferred me. If you look and pray and seek God, good, he'll give you understanding of it. That's the old preacher that was there that morning holding revival. When I walked in, he said, whoop, thank God. What shouting? Hallelujah, he said. Here's Brother Moore so I can see the test all over his face. Had discernment. Hadn't said hello to him yet. He said, I know where to hand my offering this morning. He just, I thought, that's a funny thing. He's telling everybody that. I know where to give it. That boy there, he's the one that needs it. I know. He's the one that helped me that meeting that time when he drove up outside in his old truck, Brother George, to pull his old homemade house trailer. He hollered glory as loud as he could. Never had evangelists come like that. Had an old doodle bug, you called it, a mandolin, a round back mandolin. You've seen him round back. He'd get outside the church when he started my meeting and lean the old cane bottom chair up against the church in the grass, sit there in the grass and lean back. They carried my mother up to the graveyard. The birds, they were singing when they laid her away. Oh, he's saying, fall over in the grass on his face and pray. Like they tore church up. Never had nothing like him. Stirred everybody in it. All of them down the street. Said to me one day, Brother Moore, you mechanic? I said, I can do it. Said, I wish you'd ring my bus, my truck from a ring my old truck. I said, well, look it over. Pull the heads off of it. There's a thickness of a nickel down beside each piston. Why, them things were so tapered, they was worse than an ice cream cone. Ain't no way a ring could go in and out and wipe the oil off that thing. There's no way to fix the engine bad as that one was. Only thing to do is board. If it'd taken, look like done been bored maybe, and be in the water jacket before you know it. I said, ain't no way to put money in it. Just throwing it away to do it. It'll never pay to fix it. He said, I'll go pray about it.
Seemed as silly as praying to get a drink of water to me. If you got water to drink, it's there. Get a drink. Don't pray about it. Just drink it. If you're thirsty, you know. But he went and prayed. Verrill got in there and I heard him. Whoa, God, he said. Whoa, every time he'd do it, just run down my backbone. Stirred me. Come out of there in a little bit. Said, God said, ring it, son. I don't understand. But if God said, ring it, ring it. Would you be willing to do what God said do, whether you understand it or not? I rang it. Met him 2 years later and I said, how's things going? Wonderful, Brother Moore. Powerful old truck you ever seen. Don't hardly need use no oil. Pulled her all over Arkansas, all over Missouri, all over the country. Powerful little truck you ever seen. You know why we don't understand? We're not willing to let God do what He wants to do. That's the reason we've lost our understanding. That was the preacher was there that morning. I went up to him and he said, where are you going, Brother Moore? I said, well, I was going to hold Bob Scott a meeting in Braggadocio, Missouri, but I can't get there. Bob Scott, I'd met him one time before. He said, why, he's not in Braggadocio, Missouri. Well, I said, I thought that's where he's at. No. He said, he's 9 miles across the hill here, pastoring there in Sand Springs. Now, I see. I see. I understand it now. That was Sunday morning, and I was supposed to start Sunday night. I'd have been away up Missouri. I always, from then on, thought it was an angel fighting that General Motors product back. I'm honest, I'm honest. If I'm wrong, you'll have to talk to God about it. I always thought it was an angel up over that radiator holding that thing back. Woo! Brother Brock, it's unreasonable. Sometimes it's unseasonable to some people. But it's right. It's right. Walked into Sand Springs that night, just met him once before, sat down in his audience. Sent a child back, said, are you a preacher? Yes, I am. Went back, sent back again, said, would you come to the front? Well, I come up to the front. And he said, I wonder if we could talk you into preaching for us tonight. Well, God will take the embarrassment out of it, won't he? I said, I guess I could. And B was having to go through, you don't understand why? Listen, if you're going to be a leader here, you're going to know that your wife will be criticized just a little, son. I don't want to start no church trouble. It's done been started thousands of years ago, and it's going on everywhere.
Yes.
Didn't you love the way the pastor danced tonight? I just loved it. Oh, I'd dance just like it if I could pick it up. I would. Preached for him, and he said, could you, by any chance of the imagination, start us a revival? Could you work us in anyhow? Only one ahead, George.
Only kind of counts, too.
I said, yeah, I guess I could. Well, I'll start tonight, he said. I said, well, I guess we could manage it.
Yeah. Look
at it. Hey, don't understand. That's all I'm preaching on to don't understand. 1 Corinthians 14 and 15 said, what is it then? That's a good text. Did you ever preach on that? What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. It's good to be a man of understanding. I went to visit a saint. Had a bad stroke in my church. Worldly woman went in to see her, come out, said she's crazy, she can't talk, she don't have no sense. I pay no attention to it. She didn't understand her when she could talk. I walked up to her bed, she looked up at me, that stroke had her face pulled real bad. Brother Moore said, I'm going on home. Said, I can't stay. Said, I'm going on home. We're going to have a homecoming there too, but she said, I'm going on home.
Where are we having it now? We're going to wind up Sunday. She said, help Johnny, alcoholic, her boy alcoholic, help Johnny, get Johnny saved. Said, I'll see you in that other land. That's it. I mean, she's, I don't have trouble understanding. I'll sing with the Spirit. I'll sing with understanding also. I'll pray with the Spirit. I'll pray with the, God wants you to understand. I'm going to have to hurry. I haven't got time too much. I've got too long a message. You've been so kind. You've just bore with me through this message after such a visitation spirit. I don't usually follow it with a message, not after God moves, but because of the peculiarity of my little thought, I thought it might help some of you that wonder. The Bible said in Ephesians 1:18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. My little granddaughter, the most beautiful grandchild I was ever born in the history of the world. She's a year old, the only granddaughter I've got. She thinks the world of her grandpa. He thinks the world of her. Miss her every time I think about her. We brought her a little deal the other day, a Verl that you play with, one of them little toys. She fooled with it a while, and then she found out she could hit it just right and flip it. I seen when the eyes of her understanding were enlightened. Phew! Sister over in Oklahoma said, if my husband ever gets Holy Ghost, I'll believe in it. He got it. She went to church and said, oh God, I'm here at the altar today, like, till you give me the Holy Ghost. She wasn't joking. Some folks are. She wasn't. She got it. It's so good to have somebody that says, I understand, Brother Moore. Rest, son, I understand it. I hear you talking and I understand what you're saying. Do you understand tonight? The book of Colossians, the first chapter and the 9th verse said, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding. I don't understand. I've stood with those that didn't. My heart went out to them. I was at a funeral. I'm going to cut this short. I've got too many things here for such a wonderful meeting to put up with. I mean, too long. I don't want to keep you that long. But look, it's good to have a spiritual understanding. At the casket where we had the funeral a few years ago, a funeral we had, was a little body in there, about 4 years old. Grandmother stood at the casket and screamed and said, I don't understand. I don't understand. I couldn't say anything. Just try to comfort him. But if I could have, I would have said, I don't understand why you had it at the lake Sunday morning. I don't understand why you and your husband have quit church and why he's drinking beer. I don't understand why you didn't bring the child to Sunday school. It would not have fell off the pier and drowned in the water if you'd have had it at Sunday school. She said, I don't understand. I hope that God will give us good understanding. I come to church a little bewildered, pastors, one morning as a very young preacher. And my old faithful deacon sat over against the wall. And he said, the road is rough and rocky, children, that's all right. The road is rough and rocky, children, that's all right. The road is rough and rocky, children, that's all right. Jesus will fix it anyway. Longer he sung it, the better I got. Ah. What did you expect God to do for you when he called you? Where did you expect him to send you when he sent you? Huh? Maybe you think you don't understand. I'm going to ask you to pray and help God to give you understanding. I'm going to have to stop. I had a revival, brethren. I hope it don't worry you. But since we've got these preachers here and this is fellowship meeting night, I'd like to give something to some of these saints, some of these preachers. They could chew on a while. I went to hold a revival in a church. And would you know they like to have a fist fight right in my revival? Enough to cause a young preacher to quit preaching and not preach no more. Like to have a free-for-all, and I wasn't no part of it. And you know they is a fussing at each other, and that's horrible in church. But if you don't get a good understanding from God, you're going to fall out with His work over what the devil does across the country to stop God's work and hinder God's work. You must have an understanding. There's a God and there's a devil and there's an evil spirit that's against God's work and does all it can to destroy it and tear it up. You know why they is a fussing? I was sitting over scared to death and white as a sheet, I'm sure I was. Who was I scared? I never heard nothing like it. God sent a clap of thunder, it's storming, and knocked the lights out. That's when my light come on. I said, everybody go home and stop this. God don't like it. I wasn't a pastor or nothing. And they done that. And I crawled into the back room. I said, where do you want me to go from here, Lord? Where do you want me? He said, right here. I said, you mean? Don't understand. You know the reason sometime we haven't been there to reap the harvest? We run off when the wind began to blow the corn around. You sanctified, dedicated, humble men of God and women of the Lord, take the front when the devil goes to try to take it. Come to your post of duty and stand for the Lord. He said, you take this meeting on. Don't you close this revival. I mean, I could hear them orders flashing from headquarters just like I was getting signals. Went on, had one of the best revivals ever had. Whew. Lord God, have mercy. God started meeting on a flat rock, son, without a bench to sit on. Get that Holy Ghost walk on you and walk on over him. I didn't understand it, but God gave it to me. Got through with that revival. Lord spoke to me and said, I'm sending you to California. 36 Pontiac, 6-cylinder, rods are knocking or something are knocking in there. Put me a 5-gallon can of water in the back of that thing. Then wore out tires, I headed for California. George, Daddy said, it's a long ways to go. It is a long ways in. A lot further than it is now. A whole lot further. Carried me 5 gallons of water. Money? I didn't have no money hard at all, honey. God knows and understands. You know what I'm preaching on, young man? I don't understand. And some of you don't understand why certain things have happened to you lately. If you get in here and dig like God wants you to, you'll get an understanding of what's going on. I speak as a fool, but I understand why the Jews are doing like they're doing. You just well forget about looking for the beast to come out of the Catholic Church. You better look for him to come out behind a sand dune with a turban around his head. He'll use Hurley, gets all he can out of her, the Catholic Church. Then he'll sink her boat. Because he'll proclaim himself to be God. Everything that's worshipped is God. Lord understands. He heard old Curtis Sale whoop the next holiness preacher stepped his foot in this yard. God heard that 1,700 miles from me. And God didn't like it. He don't pay no attention to tars, expenses. If it tells you to go, does it, George? George, you're talking to me. You ain't saying nothing, but I hear you talking to me. You pulled in McDonald's because you didn't have the money to eat at the steakhouse. And you're willing to eat at McDonald's to save the money to buy gas, to go sing where you know there's just a handful and you didn't know what you had to cut wood to pay your way away from there. Shaking your head up and down. You was with him, wasn't you? Ain't a lazy bone in you. You ought to get in the woods with him. Work you down. Make you want to hide behind a tree to get your breath. You ever split any logs? Why, he'll take that big old ash, stump that big around. He'll stay with her, let chop her all up. Right there. Left a good job in California to go sing, work for God. Not because he's lazy, just because God led him. God heard that fella in California say that. And I rolled that old Pontiac out there. And God rolled me down that street yonder. And rolled me through there. And got me up in front of his house. 1,700 miles from home, never knowed he's in the world. Wouldn't start. Start, I went bad. Knocked on the door. Need a little help if you won't mind. Could you loan me a 5/8 wrench? I need to pull my starter. You ain't careful. Preacher, you'll get mad at God because you have to pull a starter. You need a little understanding. He didn't call you because you're so dainty. He didn't call you because you didn't need to get your hands dirty. He didn't call you because he needed an orator. He just called you because he wanted something like a hollow pipe he could work through. I'm preaching on, I don't understand. Whew! That's reading. He wouldn't let you take that big church and make you take that little one. You need to understand what he's trying to do. I don't know who all I'm preaching to. Some of these shouters I'm preaching to here, you don't understand now why you shouted like you did to shape you in. God's mercy to you. He wants to help you and lift you and encourage you. What comes on you? He liked you. God liked you. Took your coat. I like that. But he don't be ashamed of that. That knocks a pride plumb out of a feller. God can use him anywhere. George free as a breeze and limber as a dish rag. Fellow obey God. Curtis come to the door and said, what do you want? I said, a 5/8 wrench. Got to take my starter off out there. Went out there and leaned over the fender with me and I took it off. Got to looking at it and seeing what I had to do. Old Bendix is bad. Had the old spring. I ain't going to go into all that. Y'all done two bolts of hell that spring. That spring would break. You had to go by. You know what? He said, what are you doing? Preaching. Preaching! I didn't know he said he whooped the next holiness preacher said his foot in the yard. God heard him say it. I didn't hear him say it. I wouldn't have been there. That's the truth. You know, old Curtis helped me fix that starter. And when I got to, he said, wife, go there in the cellar. Get a box and put a bunch of that stuff in it. This boy's a preacher. Holiness preacher. He just took the church at 600 block East Patterson here. The new pastor. Where we go to church. That's where it's at, Riverbank, California. It was old mother. What is that old mother's name? Her husband run that lumber yard down there. And she testified in that church for years and years and years. You know her if you can think of her name. I just know you'd think of it there. Fortner. Fortner. It is her son-in-law. He come to my church. He said, I'll whip the next one. Set his foot. Somebody had poisoned him and got him sour, you know. He is my buddy all time I was there. When he got the appendicitis so bad, he's a puking and a hurting. Said, get that preacher here. He said, get me in that car and head me to the hospital, preacher. I'm sick. He is still lost. Here we come in my old 36 black Pontiac. Clear the road, we're on the way. And you know, I got there, prayed for him all the way, and he said, I'm well, take me back home. Enough of my little oration and my speech and my preaching, but I don't understand. When my boy went down with cancer at 19 years of age, I went to the field and I said, it's caught me a little ways off, Lord. I didn't expect this. Would you help me? You know, the Lord began to deal with me and he gave me an insight into it. Do you understand it? Some things are real, real hard to deal with. I've had ladies come to me and tell me how the husband walked out on them and left them and went away. The only hope is to come. Trust in God and seek God. Let God's Spirit come to you. He'll help you understand. Help you understand. Now you have my scattered remarks, and I'm ashamed to hold you this long after such a wonderful visitation of the Spirit. But if you don't understand the demonstration of the Spirit, I suggest you seek the Lord about it. I well remember a school teacher that come to meeting. She knew a thing about it. Somebody said, come to the front. She come to pray. Shouted her shoes off and danced all over the building. When she come to, never dreamed, she said, it's like this. A lot of people criticize things they know nothing of simply because
They don't understand. I'm going to ask you to stand. And if you're here, you have some problem, you're a sinner, you're a backslider, you're sick, you're in trouble, and you need help. Maybe you need an understanding of what's taking place. I'm sure the Lord is able to help you understand. I'm sure He's able to give you an understanding and help you understand what His will is for you. If you're a person that's wondering about the will of God, about what to do, a boy come to my church the other day. I looked at him. He's a preacher. I said, you better take that church they're going to contact you about. The Lord revealed it to me while I was looking at him. After church, he said, Brother Moore, you didn't know they called me today, did you? No. He's pastor there right now, Springdale, Arkansas. That was in Moore, Oklahoma. But the Lord revealed to me when I looked at him that there's a church that wanted him. I didn't know where it was, but I said, you better take that church. Well, he did. Look, the Lord knew all about that. If you're in a problem tonight and you need understanding, I'm not a wizard, but God knows everything. He understands they've cut your salary or that they've laid you off. He understands that, children. He can help you. While we have a song or an instrumental, whatever you want to do, I'm going to ask you to come. So good to have you with us here tonight.
More about Jesus.